In this episode, Papa Swolio is home, and oh my god, people are fat as fuh in the airport. Know I'm saying, beesh?
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 884 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, and of course, the sleazecast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What is going on, fam-wise? What's going on, team? What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Daily Swole. Thank you so much for all your support and all the great feedback from the episodes this week. As you know, or maybe you don't know, maybe this is your first episode and you're like, why is this guy so fucking weird? Well, I am your host, Papa Swolio, and I have been out of the Swole office all week, and I am just newly back into Florida, to South Florida, and it is hot as fuck. Like, literally, it is so freaking hot down here. And you'd think it would cool off a little bit. I mean, it's been a week, it's October, but it never really gets cold in Florida. It does, but cold relative to it being hot as fuck. So it's like, okay, it's a little bit cooler, but it's still hot as fuck. Anyway, so it's a huge difference from northern Connecticut. Big shocker right there, right? It's a lot more humid, of course. Really just like making love to the equator. And it's so crazy when you sit back and think about, excuse me, I had some beef broth burps, got home, heated up some beef broth and had a little raw liver. Oh yeah, I sure did. And making up some bacon right now. I'm hungry, long day. But really what I wanted to say is it's crazy how you can travel from one place in the world to another in the same day, like over 1,000 miles or so, just a couple hours, boom. So now it's hot as hell. I'm back home. And earlier it was cool, crisp, breezy, beautiful, lots of colors in the trees. And now I'm sweaty again, but I am back and it's weird to sit in front of the computer again. It's weird to be back here. And I'm looking forward to going back live. I'm looking forward to getting back into the flow of things, you know, more or less. I have I'm just so relaxed. I feel so good. I was still working, still hustling, still doing things. You know, the brain never stops. The brain never stops. It's not like I'm up, you know, I'm not home and all of a sudden I just forget about fitness. But I definitely did some more stretching, didn't really do any lifting, did some body weight stuff, pull-ups, push-ups, some yoga. But I did not do any real lifting. I lifted a couple things. I lifted a couple things a couple times. But I did not go to the gym. My plan was to go to the gym. My plan was to do some workouts. But I just don't, you know, what am I going to do? Is run around and do some stupid aimless shit? No. So I just took some time off to recover, did more stretching and things like that. I'm not one to do some random HIIT training. Oh, let me do some push-ups and some burpees. And no, not my thing. So I focused on the mobility. I focused on just relaxing mentally, doing a lot of kind of moving meditation, just being in nature, doing a lot of just thinking and unwinding or unplugging from the normal routine and the hectic lifestyle and the hectic grind that usually is, I mean, it's my fault, but that I'm usually a part of and most people are a part of. It's so crazy because in that area of Connecticut, it's completely different. People have cell phones. Everyone's got cell phones. People have technology, but you saw my Instagram story. You have like the Lumberjack Games, the Fall Festival. It's just a complete combination of no technology, old school, small towns, nothing really big, nothing really, you know, up to date, so to speak, you know, mashed together with cell phones and some Instagram stuff. But it just goes to show that if you're in the middle of it, in the middle of everything changing so rapidly, like I have been used to the past couple of years doing all the social media stuff and, you know, being really on the pulse of every little subtle change. And then you go to an area where people just don't give a fuck about it. Like, they just don't care. They don't know. They don't even know to care. They're not even conscious, and they're not even aware of subtle changes to Instagram or YouTube's algorithm. They have no idea. They have no idea. I wouldn't even bring it up in a conversation. Just people just don't know. The kids know, but just the adults, just the overall, you know, the people that are making the money, that are doing the work. I mean, the kids are going to know more than the adults. And I noticed that even in the middle school, that kids knew about the 10-minute marker, you know, having longer videos on YouTube, you get more monetization or more ads and more payment. It's crazy what kids know, but just the entire culture and the existence in the town, in the area, it's so different than what I submerge myself in. And I'm in South Florida, so there's so many people and there's so much hustle and bustle, so to speak. It's an urban center, you know, it's a huge metropolis area. And there are so many people and there's so much changing all the time. And then you go to these little areas. And of course, you can say this with traveling. You can go to a small country, but even just in our own country, and even just maybe an hour drive. I mean, you're talking like an hour and a half, 2 hours outside New York City. So it's not, and a lot of you live in these areas, but it's not like I'm in a different world. I'm just in a different state. I'm in Connecticut. And it's not out of the realm of just the metropolis area. I mean, there's so much stuff around it, but there are these small towns and these small areas that are essentially, or they feel untouched. They feel untouched by technology. They feel untouched by all this speed. They feel it was just completely like another planet. Tons of antique shops and little inns and diners. And it's just, I mean, it's where I grew up. It's close to where I grew up. I grew up in a couple towns in Western Connecticut, Southwest, and then Northwest. So, you know, different phases of my childhood, I've lived in a couple different areas in Connecticut, but it's so different than the virtual world, which you can be a part of no matter where you live. You can be really plugged into all the subtle changes, of course, as long as you have an internet connection. And now I have internet, you know, I'm back at home. And the internet is fast again. And most of you know that I haven't had internet. My intention was to do videos for the Daily Swole and then upload them because it wasn't strong enough for live. And then it just turned out that the internet was so fucking slow. I did some speed tests. It was so slow that I couldn't even upload. I could barely upload the audio. It took so long to upload the audio podcast. I can't even tell you. After I edited it and exported it, I went to upload just the MP3. Just to upload the audio, and it just took it took like literally an hour to upload, maybe even more. I just left it and came back a couple times and checked on it, made sure that everyone had their podcast, because it's a Daily Swole for a reason. It's a daily fucking show, and I'm gonna get it done. But man, it was just, you know, a real shift from what I'm used to, of course. So I'm back to my fast internet. I'm back to my fast computer. I'm going to be able to edit videos again. All right, back to the grind, back to the hustle. I've got a bunch of stuff that I have coming out for Swolenormous X members. I got some new programs and, you know, new workouts and just new videos, and more of the same, making a big push, trying to crush the last couple months of 2018. 2018's been real. It's been a real big month, a big year for me, a lot of changes. Of course, the birth of Swolenormous X and the release of all this new content, and a lot of growth and a lot of change and a lot of cool stuff that's happened in 2018. But I want to close it out strong. I really want to end it on a high note and just ramp right into 2019 and just continue to crush it. I have such a fire in my taint, just a fire. And it's not contagious, so don't worry. I'm just so ready to hammer this shit home. I'm really excited to get back on my training, get back on my own personal fitness. I'm really looking to push it to the next level. So I'm excited about some of the content I want to talk about tomorrow. Get back into some things. I'm not sure if I want to do a Muscle Monday tomorrow. I might just come back and just have like a great first show. We'll see if we continue that series, how far I want to go with that. But yeah, I mean, it's been a great week. It's been a great week. And if you are new to the show, make sure you go and listen to the last few episodes. The past five or six episodes have all been in Connecticut, outside. You hear a lot of background. You hear a lot of crickets and you hear the wind, you hear the rain. It's woods, man. It's woods. You know, that's it, completely in the middle of the woods. When ATV, we call it smash and go and just smash the woods because there's little trees everywhere. Just run them over. But there's tons and acres of woods and just big outlooks and waterfalls and just so much country, so much land. And I barely leave the freaking office. Really. I mean, there's so much that needs to be done. And you're going to relate a lot to this because a lot of you are stuck in whatever situation is, whether it's let's say you're taking care of kids. Let's say you're in an office. Let's say you're in your routine and you get so wrapped into your routine. And my routine is doing the daily show, working out, doing yoga, this, that, and the other in this office, right? So I'm really in one place so often. And I'm not saying that like it's a good thing necessarily. So my routine is literally a lot of routine where I'm in the same situation. I'm in the same position. I'm at the computer. I'm looking at the screen. I'm doing the same things every day, right? I'm doing the same type of editing. I'm uploading and I'm typing the same type of things. I'm doing this. I'm filming this. And it tends to roll into the next day. The content starts to, I start to lose track of what day I'm on, what, you know, episode I'm on, what I did yesterday, literally what I did yesterday. What did I do yesterday? I forget. What day is today? Oh, it's this, like I forget what day of the week it is because they're so similar. I forget what episode I'm on because, you know, I'm used to doing it. I'm just so used to doing it. I have to check and say, oh, okay, yesterday was 883. So that means today is 884. Cool. Welcome everyone to episode 8. Like I have to go and check that out. And you know, it depends on, you know, whoever, you know, when you're listening to this episode, if you're thinking about your day, I don't know if you're going to have the same kind of repetition that I have, but you might have even more or maybe a little bit less. But in general, you're going to have some type of consistency, some type of execution of whether it's dropping off the kids to school or getting on the train to go to work, whatever it is, you're going to have some kind of habit. And it goes beyond just, oh, waking up and I, you know, took a shower. You know, ate breakfast, got in the car, went to work. There's other aspects of your life that are very, very consistent. And this can be something that can be frustrating to you, maybe frustrating. It might be something that could be very empowering. You like it. But there's a couple good things and bad things when it comes to this type of habit. I'm going to relate this to your fitness training because it's very important. When you get comfortable in your routine, it makes it harder to break out of it because you get so comfortable, you forget that you need to stimulate yourself, you need to challenge yourself. And that's what a lot of people don't do with their fitness. They don't challenge themselves. In addition to that, when you are not consistent enough with your training, you're not going to get results. So as much as, man, you might need to change your flow, you might need to change things up and break from the mold when it comes to your fitness, when it comes to your actual training, you need to be consistent as fuck. You need to be extremely consistent. And most people are not consistent enough. Most people are nowhere near consistent enough when it comes to their fitness, and that's where they fall short. They are not consistent enough. They don't train regularly enough. They're not eating the same foods regularly enough, and that can be a huge downfall in terms of getting results in the long term, because if you are not being consistent, I don't care what kind of program you're doing or what type of nutrition plan you're doing, if you're not consistent, you're not going to get results. If you're doing random shit all the time, you are going to get random results, which really means no fucking results or things that don't stick or things that aren't to your level of satisfaction. And you get frustrated and then quit and do something else because you think it's not working enough. Well, you're really not doing it consistently enough. So where in one case, on one end of the spectrum, you can say consistency is, or you know, doing the same thing over and over again, repetition is like stuck in a rut. I got to break that rut. However, on the other hand, you might look at that and say, well, when it comes to fitness and training, you have to be in that rut. You're not going to overeat calories when you're super consistent with your nutrition. If you're eating the same foods all the time, you're going to be eating what you need. And you know, you might be less or more depending on if you're trying to gain or lose weight, but you're not going to overeat as easily anywhere close if you're consistent. People tend to not overeat when they're consistent with their nutrition. I mean, you're eating the same foods every day. You're not getting that stimulation of all these different flavors and different, you know, tastes and, oh my God, it's this food and now it's this food and blah, blah, blah. You're not stimulating the same type of shock to your body. So you're less likely to eat in excess. You're more likely to be satisfied properly with your food. And, for me, for one, I'm excited to get back onto my nutrition. I brought my food with me and I ate very, very similar to how I normally do, but I wasn't exercising the same, so I didn't feel as hungry. The weather was different. There's a lot of factors that made me feel a little bit weird during this trip. And it was the altitude. It's like 2,000 feet above sea level. And in Florida, I'm either at or below sea level pretty much all the time. So that was a big difference. The weather, the humidity, the temperature, drastically different. The environment, completely unplugged from the normal hustle and bustle, environmental toxins, minimal, drastically reduced because of all the foliage, really country, really rural, not a lot of, wasn't around a lot of urban centers, a lot of traffic, a lot of cars, brake dust, this, that, and the other. So that in itself, I wasn't necessarily drinking as much water as I normally do because it was more cold. So I was drinking a lot more coffee and teas. Routine was different. Right? I mean, I had to do stuff on the fly. The internet wasn't working. It was working perfectly. However, it's just shitty internet. It's a very small company that services this area and it's just really not that fast at all. So, and not that fast is really an understatement. It's like barely usable for just basic functions with web browsing. It's really, 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 really slow. So that was a huge change and something I'd do on the fly. I originally was going to do some live streaming just on Facebook or Instagram. And then I was going to do just video uploads. And I'm like, shit, I can't do any of that. So it's straight audio. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been cool. It's a whole different flow when it's straight audio. It's a whole different flow than what it has been. And it's gotten a great response. A lot of you really, really like this change or how it's been the past week. And of course, tomorrow I will be back to I will do a live cast tomorrow and we'll be back to that because if I can, I will. And of course, there'll be many, many more times in the future where it's not a live broadcast. And of course, if you're a member of the Daily Swole Club on Facebook, if you are not, make sure you send me a message on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page at Swolenormous and send me a message and you'll get a prompt to join the Daily Swole Club. And that's where I send out messages and updates and things like that. So those people will know when I am potentially maybe not going to be live on a certain day or I am going live and any kind of new releases, kind of insider club. It's called the Daily Swole Club for a reason. So you'll get all your updates there. It's a special private messaging service on Facebook Messenger. So all you got to do to get that prompt and to hook into that is just send me a message. Just click send me a message on my Facebook page. And in the response, the automatic response, you will get a prompt where you can click and join the Daily Swole Club. So then you'll get all those notifications and anything major that changes, you'll be notified right there. And then you'll know that I am out of the office. It's not going to be live today or this, that, and the other, or I'm going live right now. Check me out, that kind of stuff. So yeah, big change this past week, big difference, very, very interesting to see the stark contrast into the technology, the difference in how people are living in 2018. In 2018, the world that I've been living in is just on the cusp of technology, just hardcore. Every little detail is tracked. I'm monitoring everything, so many different things. And I guess I was a little bit jealous. I don't say jealous, but a little bit envious and looking at it kind of longingly, like, wow, a lot of these people just super simple. They have their job. They don't worry about, producing content. They don't worry about all these different things that I concern myself with. And it's not a burden. I don't dislike it. I mean, I choose to do it. This is my thing. So I'm choosing to put myself out there. I'm choosing to put my stuff out there. It's just very interesting how people live relative to what I've been doing. And of course, people do this across the world and very few people do what I do. A lot of people make videos and they post on Instagram and they post on YouTube, blah, blah. And there's a lot of podcasts, but not a lot of people do it exactly the way I do it. I would say no one does it exactly the way I do it. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn being like, well, no one does it as hard as me or no one does it as good as me. That's not true at all. All I'm saying is you know, with a daily show, not a lot of people have a daily show. Not a lot of people do a daily podcast. Not a lot of people do all these different aspects at the same time. So it's a lot to juggle. And I guess part of me was just seeing how simple you can live. And you lose perspective, because I've been living this life for the last few years. And now stepping out of it, boom, drastically. It's like, oh, shoot, that's pretty crazy. You mean they don't know about the new update to whatever? I'm like, oh, this person doesn't even have, I saw a couple flip phones up there. I'm like, holy shit, they still make those. Well, probably not, but this person just never got a new phone, never wanted that weird touchscreen thing, and because they're scared of the new tech or who knows. But it was a great experience as always, and I will be going back sooner rather than later. It was way too long between the last time I was there, so it's great to be back. It's great to be back as well, because I am looking forward to getting back onto my own personal routine. I'm looking forward to getting back onto my flow, which, hey, I'm a creature of habit just like you. And that's really the reason, if you check out the interview, and I would say interview, but the conversation I had with my mom, she's like, I've always been like that. I've always been, if I set my mind to something, that I would do it. So this is just another one of those things, like, you know, I'm ready to get back into, I'm ready to plug back in. I'm a creature of habit. However, I like to break that habit because I understand perspective. I understand that breaking that habit, just like yesterday's episode, you step back in order to move forward. Sometimes you need to hit pause or downshift and kind of take a step back to gain that perspective in order to be able to have success and move forward in a strong manner and move forward powerfully. I feel invigorated. I feel rejuvenated. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of things that I wasn't able to this past week. And I'm glad that I can do what I love. Very grateful that I do what I love. I'm very proud of what I've created. I'm very proud of everyone that's a part of this, that is listening right now, that, you know, follows me wherever you follow me, wherever you listen. I mean, if you're just listening to the podcast, wherever you listen to the podcast, wherever you follow me, comment, DM me, I really appreciate it. And it's a great community, and it's a great thing it's a great thing to look at from a distance, to step back and kind of look at it all and just, I guess, how should I say, think about my last year or two and kind of reflect. So I did have some time to reflect. I did have some time to kind of reassess and, I guess, sharpen my sights on where I want to take everything, and maybe a little change in perspective or change in direction, but kind of refresh and take a nice deep breath in, because I know exactly where I want to go, the things I need to do in the very short term, and looking forward to what's going to happen in the future. So tomorrow, those of you that are listening to this tonight, Sunday, you are going to see me live again. So make sure you turn on your post notifications on Facebook. I'll be live on Instagram, YouTube, on Daily Swole podcast channel on YouTube. I'll be live on Twitch. I'll be everywhere again tomorrow. So that's going to be cool. It'll be great to see, well, quote unquote, see everyone. You're going to see me. It'll be great to be back and kind of get into that live broadcast flow. And talk about nutrition tomorrow. I really want to talk about nutrition. I want to talk about some things. I was going to talk about how people were in the airport being unhealthy, but I think we'll just go into that tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk about some muscle stuff. Maybe I'll do muscle Monday. I don't know. I'm going to see how I feel tomorrow, where the energy is, because I don't know if people are like, where'd this guy go? I don't know if people are missing live broadcast. I don't know. Everyone's listening to the podcast because I see the same comments popping up, people that are checking and listening. So it's good to know that when you don't get it live or you don't see me, you can still get your audio gains. So I'm happy to continue to deliver and to be consistent as fuck as always, and to deliver some solid Daily Swole podcast action every damn day. But tomorrow, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to get back into my flow, and I'll keep it simple like that. I thought I was going to go ranting about a couple things, but I think I might want to just tie that into tomorrow and bring that in. You know what? I'm all over the place. I'll talk a little bit about it right now. I'll talk about it. Let's talk about this shit. In the airport, because I was about to, you know what? I want to get this off my chest. In the airport, most of you know the food choices you have there. You have some restaurants that are overpriced. It's pretty much fast food. It's packaged fast food, overpriced, because they got you fucking trapped like a rat. They have you trapped in their terminal. They're trapped in their airport. And all these laws that they have protecting them, allowing them to confiscate anything you have. You have to dump out your water. You have to buy their shit. And you have to pay their fucking prices. So they are gouging hardcore. And for some reason, no one is up in arms about the gouging on water, the gouging in, you know, they're pretty much pushing their pricing as far as they can before people are like, that's fucking criminal. And a borderline is. But, you know, $4 or $5 for a fucking bottle of water. Now, this is crazy because people travel without anything. I see people going into the airport without anything, just like their bag. They don't even have water. Okay, I buy water too. I have my hydro flask and I just fill it up. I pour the liter bottle in there. But people don't go prepared. I'm sitting there always eating my own food. I have my burgers made ahead of time, or steak made ahead of time, or sweet potatoes. I have my shit made. Everyone is buying Dunkin' Donuts. They're buying fast food, McDonald's, whatever it is. They're buying stuff that is there. They're victim to whatever is provided. And they're literally rats in a cage. You know, you're in a zoo. You're in a zoo when you're in an airport and they are offering you choices. Very few choices, limited choices. They're saying, these are the things that we will allow you to eat. However, liquid is one thing. You can't bring liquid in through TSA, but you can bring food. And I don't know why people don't bring their own food. I bring so much food through security and it's completely fine. So I will settle for buying a bottle of water, fine. But you cannot tell me not to make or not to bring food. And they don't. They allow you to bring in food. So anyone listening, and I've said this many times on the podcast when we talk about travel, you can bring your own food. Bring your own food through TSA. Bring your own food. You can make a steak. You can bring potatoes. You can do whatever you want with your food. Just no liquids. Just no liquids. And you can bring it right through and then eat your own food there. So I do that every time. Leaving and coming back, I always have the food that I want when I want it. I have what I need when I need it. And I'm going to close with that because this is where the consistency that I mentioned earlier in this podcast comes into play. You might look at consistency as a bad thing. And in some ways, consistency can be stuck in a rut. You're comfortable, you're slacking, you get back on your heels. But with nutrition and training, it is all about consistency. It's about the long-term consistency, and it's about as much short-term consistency as possible. And it's these types of things that people really fuck up on. If I left for a week and ate complete crap and didn't do anything, it's going to affect me a lot more than if I leave, still eat the same types of foods and stay exercising and bring the food with me when I travel, because leaving, I could have been eating a lot of junk. Coming back, I could have been eating a lot of junk, but I bring my food with me. I ordered food up there. I went shopping up there. I made my food up there. I make my own shit. And if I didn't have that ability, I would have brought my own shit and then put it in a fridge if I was in a hotel. But this is what is not, I guess, not, it's not up for negotiation and it's not up for debate. You need consistency, and you can provide yourself consistency by making your own fucking food. Too many people are just letting the government, you know, or TSA, the airport, you're letting whatever restaurant is on the corner make those decisions for you. You are not forced to eat fast food. You're not forced to eat airport food. You're not forced to eat chips. Okay? Bad food isn't the problem. You are the problem for putting that shit in your mouth. So remember that every single time. It's not the bad food. It's the fact that you're fucking eating it. And why are you eating it? Oh, you're hungry because you didn't make your food and fucking prepare it ahead of time. That's why you are failing. Because you're allowing other people to make those decisions for you. If you're starving and you're not doing some kind of a fast, if you're fucking hungry and you're going to eat something and you didn't bring anything because you didn't prepare, and you look around, those are your options, and that's your fault. So the number one thing is making sure that you are going to be consistent. And if you know you're going somewhere and you don't know what's going to be there, if you're going to have a kitchen, if you're going to be able to make, you bring your fucking food. Oh, well, that means I have to cook. Yeah, you have to plan. You have to do work. And if you're not willing to do that work, you're not going to get the results. So you have to step up. You have to step up and do what needs to be done. So you have to prepare. And I don't have a problem with traveling because I know how to prepare my food. I know how to bring my food. And you have to do the same thing. Bring your shit with you. Get a cooler. Just bring it to work. Bring it when you go out, like shopping. Bring your food. Bring your stuff with you. Have your stuff at your disposal, because that preparation and having that mindset will protect you from failure. It will protect you from falling off. It will protect you from making mistakes. It will protect you from making bad decisions. It will protect you from getting starving and being desperate and then just doing whatever is convenient. That is what will set you back. So it's important to get ahead of that and just make sure you're smooth over that terrain to keep it as consistent and as even keel as possible. The more consistent you are with your nutrition, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, the better it's going to be for you. It's better for your gut biome. It's better for your digestion. It's better for your caloric intake. It's better for you psychologically. It's better for you consistency-wise in a short term and on a macro level. So super important, and that's my hack. And I just know, I see everyone so unhealthy. Everyone's got a gut. Everyone's got poor posture. Every time I go into like a major public area, whether it's a concert, an event, a fair, an airport, a store, I'm just looking at every time I go out in public, really, especially when I'm around a lot of people, when we're standing around, maybe in line somewhere, I'm looking around, it just amps me up so much to be so much more healthy than I already am being. And just to strive to do better and to strive to do more, because I just see everyone that's just so fucked up and punched out and disconnected from their own health and their body that it just drives me nuts. So that is some Sunday night fire. I'm going to get this up so you all can enjoy this. I'm super stoked to be back on the flow, and I'm really excited to fucking jack my shit up to the next level. So thank you so much for joining me for episode 884 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Papa Swoleocast, In the Realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. I will see you tomorrow for episode 885 of the Daily Sleaze. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, Magoo's. Yeah, boy, Papa Swoleo. Oh, out.